The Second Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, The Law of the Jungle, which is by far the oldest law in the world, has arranged for almost every kind of accident that may befall the jungle people. Till now its code is as perfect as time and custom can make it. You will remember that Mowgli spent a great part of his life in the Seeonee wolf pack, learning the law from Baloo, the brown bear. And it was Baloo who told him. When the boy grew impatient at the constant orders that the law was like the giant creeper, because it dropped across everyone's back and no one could escape. When thou hast lived as long as I have, little brother, thou wilt see how all the jungle obeys at least one law. And that will be no pleasant sight, said Baloo. This talk went in at one ear and out at the other. For a boy who spends his life eating and sleeping does not worry about anything till it actually stares him in the face. But one year, Baloo's words came true, and Mowgli saw all the jungle working under the law. It began when the winter rains failed almost entirely, and Ikki, the porcupine, meeting Mowgli in a bamboo thicket, told him that the wild yams were drying up. Now everybody knows that Ikki is ridiculously fastidious in his choice of food, and will eat nothing but the very best and ripest. So Mowgli laughed and said, "What is that to me?" "Not much now," said Ikki, rattling his quills in a stiff, uncomfortable way. "But later we shall see. Is there any more diving into the deep rock pool below the bee rocks, little brother?"